Gospel of John.
今天是约翰福音第二十章第一到第十八节。
Today we'll be looking at the John chapter 20, verse 1 through 18.
我会以华语来念。Those that read in English, you all can look at the PowerPoint. 七日的第一日清早，天还黑的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了。就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说，有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。彼得和那个门徒就出来往坟墓那里去，两个人同跑，那个门徒比彼得跑得更快，先到了坟墓，低头往里看，就见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。西门彼得随后也到了进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布还放在那里，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是另在一处卷着。先到坟墓的那个门徒也进去看见，就信了，因为他们还没不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活。于是两个门徒回自己的住处去了，玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里看，就见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他说，妇人，你为什么哭？他说，因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。说了这话，就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。耶稣问他说，妇人，为什么哭？你找谁呢？玛利亚以为是看园的，就对他说，先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。耶稣说，玛利亚。玛利亚就转过来，用希伯来话对他说，拉波尼。拉波尼就是夫子的意思。耶稣说，不要摸我，因我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的神，也是你们的神。抹大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说，我已经看见了主。他又将主对他说的话告诉他们。让我们来祷告。我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，因为你差你的爱子来到我们当中，你又叫他从死里复活，让我们见证到是的，他是永活的真神。我们因此今天来到你面前思想你的话，愿主你的灵在我们当中，叫我们能够明白真理。这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brother and sisters.
也复活节快乐。
And happy Easter to all.
我们今天要继续从约翰福音的角度来了解耶稣的故事。
So this morning we're going to continue to study the story of Jesus from the perspective of the Gospel of John.
而今天呢，我要单单的专注其中一个经节。
And today I'll only focus on one particular verse.
那就是第十五节。
And it's verse 15.
在第十五节，耶稣对玛利亚这么说。
And in verse 15, he asked her,
他说，妇人，为什么哭？你找谁呢？
He says, woman, why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for?
耶稣其实是问了两个问题。
Here, Jesus actually asked two questions.
两个问题都相当的耐人寻味。
And actually, both of the questions are actually quite thought-provoking.
我们就先来了解这第一个问题。
So let us first tackle the first question.
妇人，为什么哭？
Woman, why are you crying?
有趣的是，耶稣其实不是第一个问这个问题的人。
I think the interesting thing is that Jesus was not the first who asked Mary this question.
因为在第十三节的时候，两个天使其实已经问了这个问题。
Because in verse 13, two angels had already done so.
妇人，你为什么哭？
Woman, Why are you crying? They asked.
然后那时候玛利亚就说，因为有人把他挪了去，我把我的主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。
And there Mary replied, they have taken my Lord away. I don't know where they have put him.
回答了，结果耶稣又问了同样的问题，耶稣妇人，你为什么哭？
And she's answered this, and she's being asked the same question again.
所以你可以想象，玛利亚就说，先生，如果是你把他挪了去，请告诉我他把他放在哪里，我自己去拿。
And here, Mary just replied, saying, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him. I'll get him."
从玛利亚的回答，我们可以想象她那时候的那种无助和那种焦虑。
And from Mary's response, we can definitely sense her anxiety and her helplessness.
所以，到底耶稣的身体到了哪里
？So where exactly did Jesus' body go?
他们也问我，你也问我。
They asked me, and as did you as well.
到底是谁可以真正的帮我找到这个身体呢
？So who actually could would be able to help me to find his body?
玛利亚本来是拿着香料来准备要来处理那个身体。
Mary had actually brought spices to the tomb to the body.
然后就主要就是让那个身体呢不会太过的发臭。
So as to prevent the body from giving out a bad smell.
那你知道来到的时候呢，你们想象一下，就看到了那个空坟墓。
And can you imagine that when you came to the tomb, all you see is an empty tomb?
耶稣的身体不知去向了。
And Jesus' body had gone missing.
玛利亚就急忙的赶快去告诉两个门徒。
And Mary hurried and went to tell the two disciples.
可是两个门徒来了也帮不上忙。
But they were of no help.
所以当门徒离开以后。
So after the disciples had left.
最后玛利亚就在那边独自的在那里伤心流泪。
And she was left alone and she was weeping in sorrow.
老实说，不是每一个人对于生离死别也好，会有同样的感受，或者是他们对于身体这个事情呢，会有同样的反应。
Honestly, not everyone has the same feeling about this moment of passing and death, or the same reluctance to part with our body.
当我主持守丧礼拜的时候
，So when I presided over memorial services,
特别是在万里火化场那个最后的一刻的告别的时候
，Particularly at the Mandai Crematorium, where we actually bid farewell at the final moment.
其实每一个家人的反应 都略有不同。
We actually see different responses from each of the family members.
有的我看到他们是淡定从容。
Some are calm and collected.
有的则是依依不舍。
And some cannot bear to part.
甚至有的会但是在那边尖叫哀嚎。
And some will be screaming and wailing in anguish.
有的则是泣不成声。
And yet others are choked up with sobs.
所以我想如果我们要更了解玛利亚在那时候的那种心情
So if we were to further empathize with Mary's state of mind
也许我们先来看几段的经文
Perhaps we should look at a few passages
玛利亚第一次出现在整个故事当中的时候是在路加福音第八章
So Mary first emerged in the book of Luke, chapter 8
那里说过不多的时候耶稣周游各城各乡传道
Verse 1 it says, After this, Jesus traveled from one town and village to another.
他在那里呢宣讲神国的福音
And proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God.
和他同聚的有那十二个门徒
And the 12 were with him.
不过他说还有是被恶鬼所附被疾病所累已经治好的几个妇女
And also some women who have been cured of evil spirits and diseases.
而在这当中呢就有那个抹大拉的玛利亚
And amongst them, Mary also called Magdalene.
这个抹大拉的玛利亚曾有七个鬼从她的身上被赶出来
And Mary Magdalene had seven spirits that had been cured by Jesus.
还有西律家的辛苦撒的妻子约亚拿还有苏珊娜还有好些妇女
And amongst them as well, Joanna, the wife of Chuza, the manager of Herod's household, Susanna, and many others.
而这些妇女呢，都是用自己的财物供给给耶稣和门徒。
And these women were helping to support Jesus and his disciples out of their own means.
所以我们可以，我们看了呢，我们就知道说啊，原来耶稣曾经对这个玛利亚，抹大拉的玛利亚有恩。
So we can see here that Jesus had shown Mary Magdalene grace
替她赶鬼然后医好了她
and cured her of evil spirits.
玛利亚回应的方式是什么呢
And what's the manner in which Mary responded to this grace?
她就连同其他的妇女一样在那边供应给耶稣 和门徒们的需要。
And she banded together with all the other women to provide support for Jesus and his disciples.
当耶稣要到处传道的时候
，So when Jesus traveled to proclaim the good news,
不单单是只是门徒跟随着他
，So not only was he accompanied by the disciples.
其实也包括像玛利亚这样许多的妇女呢。一同跟随着他们。
So, but women such as Mary was part of his entourage as well.
而这些呢，都是当耶稣还在加利利做他的事工的时候发生的事情。
So this was what happened in Galilee when Jesus was serving.
可是当我们第二次在圣经里面第二次提到玛利亚的时候
，But when we looked at, we see Mary in the second time round in the gospel.
就已经是在约翰福音第十九章。
And it was in the book of John chapter 19.
那里说站在耶稣十字架旁边的有他的母亲，还有他母亲的姐妹，还有哥利尼丢的妻子玛利亚，还有说还有莫大拉的玛利亚。
Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene.
耶稣死在十字架上以后呢
？So after Jesus' death on the cross,
马可福音第十五章就告诉我们。约瑟买了细麻布，把耶稣取下来，用细麻布裹好，安放在磐石中凿出来的坟墓里面，又滚了一块石头来挡住这个墓门。
And it was in Mark chapter 15, it says, So Joseph bought some linen cloth, took down the body, wrapped it in the linen, and placed it in a tomb cut out of rock. Then he rolled the stone against the entrance of the tomb.
莫大拉的玛利亚和约西的母亲玛利亚呢都在看见他都看见安放他的地方。
And in verse 47 it says, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph saw where he was laid.
所以玛利亚不单是一般耶稣风光的时候跟随着他的只有在耶稣才风光的时候跟随着他。
So from this it can be seen that Mary was not only following Jesus in his heyday.
她其实是一路跟随到底。
She followed him all the way to the very end.
直到耶稣落难的时候
So until Jesus ran into difficulty.
甚至到耶稣死了以后
So even after Jesus' death.
甚至当门徒们都各自在那边保命的时候
And when the disciples were busy saving themselves.
玛利亚仍旧随同着耶稣的母亲呢在那里守护着耶稣。
Mary remained steadfast with Jesus' mother watching over Jesus' body.
最后也成为了为耶稣处理后事的其中一个忠心的妇女。
And was one of the faithful women who managed Jesus' funeral arrangements.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
恩典人人领受。
Every one of us receives grace.
但不是每个人呢都有相应的回应。
But not every one of us has the same or appropriate response to this grace.
有的人你给他一个面包
If you give someone a piece of bread
回去之前的 slide 对不起、啊、有人你给他一个面包呢他会跟你说谢谢、
He may say thank you
可是他明天他又问你还有面包吗、
But tomorrow he'll come back and ask you if you have more bread to give him
有的人拿了你的一个面包
For some who are taking the bread
他会感恩在心里
They will be very grateful.
日后当他有机会的时候，他就还你十个面包。
And in the future, when opportunities arise, he will repay with 10 pieces of bread.
更有人呢，因为拿了这个面包
，and still others who have taken this bread,
他就改变了他的生命。
This forever changed their lives.
他就说，以后我活着，我就要让人人都有面包。
And the mission of their lives from that point on is to provide access to bread to everyone.
所以玛利亚是如何的回应耶稣的恩典呢
？So how exactly did Mary respond to the grace of Jesus？
她回应耶稣的恩典的方式就是从此以后，耶稣就是她的主。
And the manner in which she responded was that Jesus was her Lord from that point on.
耶稣成为了玛利亚的主。
Jesus became Mary's Lord.
在约翰福音里面。我就查了一查，到底有谁称耶稣为主呢
？So in the Gospel of John, Pastor Xiao Hui looked it up, and who exactly addressed Jesus as Lord?
其实称耶稣为主的人不多。
Actually, there are very few people who did.
除了耶稣的门徒本身
，besides Jesus' disciples，
就剩下在伯大尼的马大和玛利亚。
Only remained Mary and Martha from Bethany。
还有那个瞎眼得看见的那个人
，and the blind who was healed by Jesus。
然后最后就是经文透露给我们，玛利亚把耶稣称为我的主
，and certainly Mary Magdalene who addressed Jesus as Lord。
当然我们说耶稣也提醒过。
And we certainly say that Jesus has reminded us.
在马太福音第七章这里提醒我们。
And in chapter 7, book of Matthew reminded us.
耶稣说凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不是都能够进入天国。
He says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能够进去。
But only the one who does the will of Father who is in heaven.
但我们在这里却见证了。
But we certainly witnessed here.
莫大拉的玛利亚是真心的跟随耶稣。
That Mary Magdalene was following Jesus sincerely and wholeheartedly.
从加利利一直到这个耶路撒冷。
From Galilee to Jerusalem.
从十字架一直到那个空坟墓。
From the cross to the empty tomb.
我们看到的玛利亚不是那个只是口头上在那里说主啊主啊主啊的人。
She was not one of those who just paid lip service and just calling Jesus Lord, Lord.
莫大拉的玛利亚是比那个十二个门徒还要忠心的门徒。
She was a more faithful disciple than the 12.
因为耶稣就是她的主。
Because Jesus is her Lord.
就算是耶稣死了
And even though Jesus had died,
耶稣仍然是他的主
He was still her Lord.
所以耶稣的身体对他来说就很重要
Therefore the body of Jesus was of utmost importance to her.
因为这个身体就成为了他唯一还能够服侍他的主的方式
Because this body became the only fashion that she could serve him.
我的主的身体到底哪里去了
So where has my Lord's body gone?
谁可以帮忙我呢
Who can help me?
先生你若是你把他移去了请告诉我让把他放在哪里我便去取他来
Sir, if you have carried him away, please tell me where you have put him and I'll get him.
这里行间 这几句话里面你就明白他心中的那种焦虑的心情
So just reading between the lines, you can certainly sense her anxiety.
我的主在哪里
Where's my Lord's body?
不要玷污了我的主
Do not tarnish or dishonor my Lord.
不要让我的主不得安息。
Please allow my Lord to rest in peace.
不要让我的主能弃尸荒野。
Please do not let my Lord's body be abandoned in wilderness.
他一紧张起来，他的泪就流出来了。
So when she became tense and nervous, she just broke down in tears.
一感受得到那个心情，他就忍不住哭出来了。
Her emotions just overcame her.
妇人，为什么哭
？Woman, why are you crying?
耶稣是第二个问这样子问他的问题。
Jesus was second in asking this identical question.
你可以想象，如果还有人在问妇人为什么哭，妇人为什么哭？你可以想象，如果还有人在问他的话。
You can imagine if there are more people after Jesus would ask her the same question.
情急之下，可能不好听的话就骂出来了。
She might actually utter vulgarities as well.
不要戏弄我好吗
？Don't tease me.
到底我的主的身体在哪里？谁拿去了
？So who took my Lord's body?
守护耶稣的身体，这个就是他这个整个悲痛的心情的那个寄托。
So safeguarding Jesus' body was the way she dealt with her grief and pain.
这个就是他继续能够服侍主的方式。
So this is how she was able to continue to serve the Lord.
他要在那里守住他的主。
She wants to hold on to her Lord.
因为在这里很明显的让我们看到。
Because it's clear and we could see this here.
他和他的主的关系是没有结束的。
Her relationship with her Lord has not yet ended.
耶稣说玛利亚。
Jesus said to Mary.
玛利亚就转过身来。
Mary turned around towards him.
用希伯来回应说伯拉尼。
Cried out in Aramaic.
拉伯尼。
Cried in Aramaic, Rabboni.
拉伯尼就是夫子的意思。
Which means teacher.
我不知道耶稣复活后的身体有多大的不同。
I don't know how differently physically Jesus looked after the resurrection.
福音书的记载告诉我们，一般上耶稣出现的时候呢，门徒们都需要一段时间，不管是在房间呐，在以马忤斯的路上呐，都需要一段时间才能够认出耶稣来。
So the gospel records tells us that it typically takes the disciples some time before they can recognize Jesus.
可是在这里我们看到耶稣一声玛利亚玛利亚就认出了耶稣
But here we saw that Jesus by just uttering Mary she recognized him
我觉得这就应验了耶稣的话
I believe that this was a fulfillment of Jesus' words
因为耶稣在约翰福音第十章讲那个好牧人的时候他这么说
Because in, Jesus, in John chapter 10 Jesus said this
看门的就要给他开门羊也听他的声音
The doorkeeper opens the door for him and the sheep hear his voice.
他按着名字叫自己的羊就把羊领出来。
He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out.
既放出自己的羊来就在前头走羊也跟着他。为什么呢?
When he has brought out all his own sheep out, he goes ahead of him, and the sheep followed him because they recognize his voice. Why is that?
因为他认得他的声音。
Because they recognize his voice.
羊认得好牧人的声音。
The sheep recognize the good shepherd's voice.
然后耶稣就对他说，不要摸我。
However, Jesus said to her, do not hold on to me.
这是什么意思呢？
So what exactly does this mean?
难道耶稣复活的身体不可以摸吗？
Could it be that the body of this resurrected Jesus cannot be touched?
不可能啊，因为后来我们就看到耶稣对多马说，伸出你的手指来摸我的手，伸出你的手来探入我的肋旁。
But that's not right, because later on Jesus said to Thomas, put your finger here and examine my hands. Extend your hand and put it into my side.
不要疑惑，总要信。
Do not continue in unbelief, but believe.
在这里，当他说不要摸我的时候，我们以为玛利亚还没有摸他。
And here when it says, do not hold on to me, we thought Mary was trying to touch him.
还没有摸。
She has not touched him.
Yeah.可是其实我们看马太福音第二十八章的时候
But we see in the book of Matthew chapter 28,
当耶稣遇到那些妇女跟他说愿你们平安的时候那边就说那些妇女就上前抱住他的脚拜他
But when Jesus met the woman in chapter 20 book of Matthew, it says, greetings, the woman came and held on to his feet and worshipped him.
所以如果你可以想象玛利亚在那边 连脚都抱住了这样还有什么不能摸呢
So in this juncture, Mary actually held on to his feet and worshipped him. So what can she not touch?
所以其实这一句话的意思不是说不能摸他的意思其实是说不要抓住我
It doesn't mean here that you cannot touch, but rather do not grab or just catch hold of me.
不要抓住我
Do not catch hold of me.
耶稣是要玛利亚放手。
Jesus wants Mary to let go.
啊，为什么要这样子做呢
？But why does he want her to do that?
耶稣其实继续的解释。
And Jesus went on to explain himself.
他说：“因为我还没有升上去见我的父。
For I have not yet ascended to my Father.
你要往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的神。”也是你们的神。
Go instead to my brothers and tell them I'm ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.
所以耶稣的意思其实是说，再过四十天，我就要升上去见我的父。
What Jesus meant here was that in another 40 days, he will be taken up into the heaven to meet his Father.
意思是说，你不要再眷恋这个时刻。
It means that you do not cling on and just try to appreciate the cherish this moment.
因为现在不是依恋这个身体，依恋这个时候的时刻。
Because this is not the time to do so.
因为就算再多的眷恋和依恋，四十天后我要回到我父那里去。
Regardless of how much clinging you're doing, in 40 days I'll be ascending to heaven.
更重要的是，在这四十天之内呢，你有更重要的任务要完成。
But more importantly, in these 40 days you have a critical mission.
耶稣把更重要的任务给了玛利亚。
Jesus has a more important mission for Mary.
而这个任务呢，就是要他去把这个福音传出去。
And this mission is for Mary to spread the gospel.
现在我们就来看这个第二个问题。
I would like now to explore the second question.
你找谁呢
？Who is it you're looking for?
因为以耶稣和玛利亚这两个人的故事，整个我们看了他们之间的关系以后
，So we can tell from the relationship between Jesus and Mary.
不管是问他为什么哭，不管是问他你找谁，其实这两个问题都是明知故问的。
So both questions, woman, why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for? Both questions were posed with answers already known.
耶稣当然知道玛利亚为什么哭。
Jesus knew why Mary was weeping.
耶稣当然知道玛利亚在找谁。
And Jesus certainly knew who she was looking for.
可是有趣啊，耶稣知道的不表示玛利亚本身知道。
But interestingly, even though Jesus knew, it doesn't mean that Mary was aware of it.
因为这个谁其实已经变了一个谁。
Because this who has changed.
因为这个耶稣已经不再是一样的耶稣了。
Because this Jesus is no longer the same Jesus.
在约翰福音里面，当耶稣在十字架上的时候
In the book of John, when Jesus was on the cross,
耶稣宣告说成了。
Jesus made this proclamation, it's completed.
你知道究竟是什么事情成了吗
？Do you know what has been completed?
保罗在以弗所书第二章解释给我们听。
Paul explained it to us in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2.
他说：“你们从前远离神的人， 如今却在耶稣基督里靠着他的血得以清净了。
Verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, you who used to be far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
为什么呢？因为他成为了我们的和睦，使两个合而为一。
For he is our peace, the one who made both groups into one.
拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
And who destroyed the middle wall of partition?
并以自己的身体废掉了冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为了要将两下借着自己成为一个新的人，便从此成为了和睦。
When he nullified in his flesh the law of commandments and decrees, he did this to create in himself one new man out of two, thus making peace, and to reconcile both in one body to God through the cross.
既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着这个十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
And to reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross by which hostility has been killed.
这就是耶稣所完成的事。
This was what Jesus had completed.
耶稣成为了我们的和睦。
And he was at peace.
使我们能够与神和好。
So that we can reconcile with God.
这个以弗所书的细节，我们会在五月份开始呢，详细的来看以弗所书。
I will begin our study of the book of Ephesians from May onwards.
不过就算是单单我们今天的经文呢，其实我们也应该是看出了耶稣所成就的不同在哪里。
But from today's passage, we can see what was the difference that Jesus was able to complete.
耶稣告诉玛利亚说：“你去，要告诉我的兄弟。”
Jesus told Mary, "You have to go tell my brothers."
耶稣的门徒现在变成了他的兄弟。
Jesus' disciples are now his brothers.
他说：“你要告诉他，我的天父现在成为了他们的天父，我的神也变成了他们的神。”
Tell them that his heavenly Father has now become the Father of his disciples as well, and his God has become the God of his disciples.
如果简单的来说，就是一切的关系现在都和好了。
So simply put, this relationship has been mended and made whole.
耶稣所完成的不单单是改变了我们在神面前的那个关系跟身份。
So what Jesus had completed, not only did our identity change in front of God,
他更改变了我们从此以后的使命。
But from that point on, he had forever changed our mission.
所以耶稣要告诉玛利亚说，不要再抓住我了。
So Jesus had to tell Mary, "Do not catch hold of me."
不要再依恋这个身体了。
Do not cling onto this body.
因为从此以后，你服侍我的方式就不再是来服侍我的身体而已。
Because the manner in which you serve me from here on is not just to serve my physical body.
因为从此以后，你服侍我的方式就是要把福音传出去。
But to serve me from here on is to spread the gospel.
而就因为这样子，莫大拉的玛利亚从此得了一个新的身份。
And just like that, Mary has a new identity.
你知道玛利亚莫大拉的玛利亚的新的这个称呼是什么吗？
Do you know what Mary Magdalene is called from here on?
从此以后，她被称为使徒们的使徒。
That she'll be known as an apostle to the apostles.
使徒们的使徒。
An apostle to the apostles.
使徒的意思就是被差遣的意思。
And the apostle means you are sent.
什么叫做使徒们的使徒呢？
So what does it mean to be an apostle to the apostles?
就是他被差遣去对那些使徒们告诉耶稣的福音。
Because she was sent by Jesus to the apostles to deliver the good news.
所以他成为了使徒们的使徒。
And therefore she became known as an apostle to the apostles.
弟兄姐妹，我今天希望通过玛利亚这个人物，通过所问的这两个问题，我们要来学习一个功课。
Brothers and sisters, today, through the character of Mary and through these two questions, I hope we'll have two takeaways.
我们要来，第一，我们要如何的来回应神的恩典呢？
And first, how do we respond to God's grace?
我们是否像玛利亚一样，是愿意忠心的跟随耶稣呢？
We will be as faithful as Mary in following Jesus.
我们每个人可以有不同的性格。
We can have different personalities.
我们可以有不同的能力和恩赐。
Or different talents and capabilities.
可是我们可以追求的是像玛利亚一样的忠心。
But we can all pursue and seek faithfulness just a la Mary.
但愿我们不管是在生命中的任何的处境都好，
and regardless of the ups and downs in our lives,
是任何的患难都好，
whatever difficulties that we have,
我们既然说我们领受了神的恩典，
since we say that we have received God's grace,
而我们如果说我们回应神的方式就是我们愿意跟随耶稣
And if we say that we've respond to his grace by following him
那我们跟就要跟到底
And then we should follow Jesus to the very end
第二呢我们要清楚地知道我们服侍的人是谁
Second, we have to be clear who we are serving
这个谁是最关键的事情
This who is critical
这位难道不是那已经完成成就了大事的耶稣吗
Is this not the Jesus who had just completed the great task?
所以我们要紧的就是要传扬福音
So spreading the gospel is what we should be most concerned about
我们的任务就是要把这个好消息传出去
Our mission is to spread and disseminate this good news
因为耶稣复活了 Hallelujah
Because Jesus had resurrected Hallelujah
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters
我们常说路遥知马力，日久见人心。
This Chinese idiom, as distance tests a horse's strength, time reveals a person's heart.
当我们说我们跟随主的时候
，When we say that we follow God，
当我们说我们要来服侍主的时候
，When we say that we serve Him，
这不是一个短跑，这是一个马拉松。
This is not a sprint, this is a marathon.
今天早晨，当我们再一次的每一年这样子的一个复活节的时候
，This morning when we are on Easter again every year，
我希望大家都可以找回去像玛利亚这样子找回那起初的爱
，That we're able to find that love at the very beginning, just like Mary did。
然后我们的生命每一年这样子，就是要以感恩的心，我们来回应神的爱
，That we'll live our life to respond to this every year with thanksgiving。
我们是要以那个感恩的心，我们来服侍主。
That we serve Him with thanksgiving in our hearts.
以感恩的心来传扬福音。
And with thanksgiving in our hearts, we spread the gospel.
因为这才是真正主的门徒。
Because this is what makes a true disciple of God.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，因为主啊，你爱我们，叫我们也以爱来回应你，以爱成为我们生命里面的指引。这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.